أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآله
I really don't know what to add to what Rabbi Sham said. Alhamdulillah, very comprehensive and very useful spiritual guidance that he offered to all of us. And inshallah, all of us will remember what he taught us tonight, and we will keep it in mind when we go there. Just a few sentences I will add to that. As we have learned our Hajj and our Manasik from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq and Imam before everything, pay tribute to these great Imams. You know, all Muslim women, not only Shias, perform Hajj on the instructions given by Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. And of course it has reached us through Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, and therefore all Muslims are indebted to the teaching of these Imams, although they might not somehow approve that this has come to them, but this is something which every scholar knows. Now, just to add a few things to what Brother Sham said. First of all, you are not going away from your home when you go to Hajj. You are going to your own home, but a different type of home. You know, when you go to Hajj, when you go to Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabi, you are allowed to pray tamam, your salat, although you are a musafir, although you are traveling. You are allowed to do two rak'ahs, because of course it might be difficult, you are traveling, there are lots of things going in your mind. However, Allah says, this is your house. Why pray two rak'ahs? Pray four rak'ahs. This is your own house. It is my house, but my house is your house. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ The first house made for the people, for human beings, is in Mecca. This is your house. And when you go there, you feel at home. However, that's a different home. It's not the type of home that we are used to. It is a spiritual home. It's the home for your soul. Your soul, if you really feel that that is your home, you will find that your soul feels peace and comfort and tranquility. Every bits and pieces, every centimeter around that house is connected to something in Jannah. We have many traditions. For example, we have this tradition from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. When you go around Kaaba, of course it's good if the crowd allows you. Be careful, the crowd is something that has no mind. When you go to Hajj, don't think that people who are pushing or pulling, they intentionally do it. That's the crowd doing it. So you have to look after yourself, as Brother Sham said as well. You have to look after yourself. With respect, of course, for other to judge. You know, as we are guests of Allah, they are guests of Allah. And if two guests quarrel with each other, fight with each other, it would somehow give, it annoys the host. So you have to be very careful. Even if people insult you, they push you, they pull you, just think that these are guests of Allah, are not going to react in any way. Now, of course, many things said about Hajj is not possible for us to perform because of the crowd nowadays. And that's the beauty of Hajj, is the crowd. You shouldn't be upset with the crowd.
But if the crowd allows, we are told when you do tawaf, somehow, for example, when you come to Mustajar, stop and do some prayer. When you come to Rukn al-Yamani is the rukn just before Hajar al-Aswad, when you are going anti-clockwise running from Kaaba. You touch it and you ask something from God. Imam al-Rida says this is a door to Jannah, which has never been closed since it opened while Kaaba was being built. And every place around Kaaba is like that. It is a spiritual home. It is very closely connected to the other world. In Hatim, between the door of Kaaba and Hajar al-Aswad, that's very important. Many traditions say that was the place where Tawbah of Adam was accepted. And if you want to make Tawbah, if you want to repent, although you don't need to make Tawbah in Hajj, Allah will forgive everything. Even if you don't make Tawbah, Allah will forgive. There is a hadith from, again, Imam al-Rida alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Anyone present in Arafah at most, anyone present, will be forgiven all their sins, even if they are Shari or Nasib. Shari were Khawarij, Shurat were Khawarij, who were fighting against Ali alayhi salam. And Nasib is someone who curses A'imma. Now, we don't have more evil people than these two. Even, I mean, if you want to imagine anyone among Muslims, of course, non-Muslims never go. Among Muslims, if you want to imagine someone very evil, the first thing that comes to your mind is someone who is against the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet. Imam al-Rida says, even those, when they are in Moses, Allah will forgive them. Everyone who is there, Allah will forgive them. And if they do not return after they leave the Moses, they are clean. But of course, unfortunately, they return to their idea again. So they come back to their evil. Now, when we go to Moses, of course, everything is forgiven, inshallah. But the important thing is that we do not go back to evil. In a way, Allah has saved us. We have it stripped out of our hands. Allah has taken us out of evil. Now, we shouldn't jump in it again. And unfortunately, many people do when they come back from Hajj. Now, I was saying, Mecca, Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Nabi is your own home. You go there, you pray four rak'ah, and you pray at your home. Although you are a guest, you are a host. You are a host of grace and blessing of Allah, and you are a guest of Allah. And what is said at the beginning of Surah Ma'idah, as soon as you put on ihram, you yourself become haram. You become a sacrament. Anyone moving towards Kaaba with the intention of Hajj is a sacrament. يا أيها الذين آمنوا at the beginning of Surah Ma'idah, لا تحلوا شعائر الله. Do not violate the sacraments of Allah. ولا الشهر الحرام, the month in which Hajj is performed is a sacrament. ولا الهدي ولا القلائد, even the sheep and the camel they were taking along with themselves to sacrifice, they were sacraments. And what is very important for us, ولا آمين بيت الآمين البيت الحرام, and not those who are moving towards, have set out towards Baytullah al-Haram. These are sacraments. These are, in a way, these belong to me. Do not get near them. Now, the verse is very beautiful. I mean, every verse in the Quran is beautiful, but this one, especially for those who want to go to Hajj, it describes the attitude of the Hajj. وَلَا أَمِّنَ الْبَيْتِ الْحَرَامِ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَانًا. You know, you are going to Hajj, what you are going to do, Allah describes it for you. We even might not know it, what we are doing. You might not know it. Allah describes you. Already Allah has mentioned you in the Quran. And He says what you are doing when you are setting out for Hajj. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَانًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. They are seeking grace of their Lord. Is it not the case? Are we not going to have to seek His grace? To seek what He has given to His Prophet, what He has given to His closest servant of Him. We are seeking His grace. And one other thing, وَرِضْوَانًا, and the pleasure of the Lord. What the verse means that I am going to give them these things. I will be pleased with them. You know, this Rizwan of Allah is very big. It's bigger than Jannah. It's more important than Jannah. As is mentioned in the Quran, وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. After Allah mentions, describes the paradise which is going to give to the believers, then He says there is something about this as well, about this paradise. That I will give them, and that is my pleasure. وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ is great. Now, here it says, I am going to give them. They are seeking my رِضْوَانُ. I will give to them. Because as we heard from Brother Shaf, you are the host, you are the gift. You ask, Allah should give you. Not He will give you, He should give you. Why I say He should give you? Because He says, I am your host. And you are my guest. Now you say in Ramadan you are his guest as well. But there is a difference here. The difference is, in Ramadan, if you want to somehow give an example, Allah cooked some food and sent it to our houses. He prepared His grace. And wherever we were, He sent it to us. In Ramadan. This was the type of party that Allah held for us in Ramadan. He did not invite us to His house. We didn't have the honor of going to His house. We were His guest in the sense, for example, I tell you, okay, you go to holidays for a week, all your expenses are we pay. But I'm with you, don't come to my house. Or if you want to come to this city, go to a hotel, I pay your expenses, but don't come to my house. We are not given that honor. Although we are His guests in Ramadan as well, but we are not given that. Now, in Mecca, everything is different. You are invited to His house. Is it His house or your house? Well, there's no difference. His house is your house. And that's your house because Ibrahim has purified it. We say, of course, the mosques belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are not Bayt Allah. Because the mosques are created by us, we have built it, we have tried to purify it. But that place is purified by Ibrahim. It is never going to be dirty again. And if you think about it, of course, Allah told Ibrahim and Ismail, and tahira bayti, clean my house. Why should he have cleaned his house? Because this year we are going to Hajj, his house should be clean. And tahira bayti al-ta'ifin wal-qa'imin wal-ruk'a al-sujood. Because people are going to do tawaf here. I want this house to be clean. I have guests. You are going to invite people. I have guests. They are going to come to me. And I want my house to be clean. Purify it. And they purify it. And that's not going to be dirty anymore. No dirt is going to go. I mean, spiritual dirt is going to go around there. Allah will not allow it. And look who has invited you. This is, again, very important. I mean, if we think about these things, we really think we are very important people. Allah has cared a lot about us. anything told to us has come from very important channel. Now, who has invited him? Ibrahim has invited him. This call has come from Ibrahim. When he built the house, he purified it, then Allah said, وَأَذَّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ, and call everyone, people, to come to Hajj. يَأْتُونَ رِجَالًا, they want to come by foot, on camels, on horses, on sheep, on boarding on ships, on aeroplanes, or whatever. يَأْتُونَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. There are benefits here for them. They have come, they have to come and meet them. They have to come and collect. So, Ibrahim has invited you. A house that belongs to no one, as Allah mentioned. This house, I have released it, freed it from everyone. Bayt al-Atiq is a house which is freed. No one owns it anymore. And when we go for Ihram, of course you say Labbaik. Labbaik in Arabic means yes sir, or I respond. What you want? I'm ready. Or whatever we can translate it. I'm ready. In fact, Ibrahim said, come to Hajj. Allah is inviting you. You go there, you say, Labbaik. Yes, I'm here. You called me, I'm here. Now, do you think Allah, how Allah is going to treat you? Really? The only thing is that we spoil our Hajj by many mean things. We think about very trivial issues. Our food, our room, what we have to buy, the cheapest thing we have to buy, better markets, all these things, and then quarreling with each other, looking at the people, for example, how they perform their actions, and many, many other things. We spoil our life. Why? That's a very spiritual phrase. Let's lift ourselves up there. And inshallah, of course, there are four rukh for Umrah, six rukh for Hajj, which describes the whole arkan, is the pillar of, like you have arkan al-salat, which is five rokh you have for salat, four rokh you have for umrah, six rokh you have for hajj, which if you corrupt it, then of course the hajj and umrah is batil. First is niyyah. Niyyah is of course something that you have to purify. The more purified your niyyah, the better your hajj. The more benefits you collect, the better benefits you witness. And then Ihram, like Takbiratul Ihram, you say in Salat, Allahu Akbar, and then you cannot speak, you cannot do Haram, you cannot do many things, you have to stand before God. Takbiratul Ihram in Hajj is Labbaik. And then you have to put on those clothes, and many things will become forbidden for you, just as in Salat. Then two things, tawaf and sa'i, that's arkan al-umrah. You get an initial purification by umrah, and that's especially for the people who live far away from Mecca. People living in Mecca do not have this opportunity to do an umrah before hajj, to do tamattu, hajj tamattu. So, four things, and then there are of course other wajibat. Don't think that there are not other things, there are other things, but these tawaf and sa'i, niyyah, ihram, tawaf and sa'i. And in Hajj, two things are added to these four: staying in Arafat and staying in Mash'ar, which is called Mawqif, Wuquf. These two are arkan. If you corrupt them, you have corrupted your Hajj. Then of course there are other wajibas, you have to stay in Mina, you have to stone these things. But I finish by this very important concept. What do you do in Arafah when you go there? Of course, those of you who have been to Arafah, you know, we recite some du'as, we do some prayers, we cry. Okay. What if someone doesn't do any of this? Just sits there, watching the judge, enjoying themselves, eating, drinking. Of course, it's not good. But Allah says, I don't want you to come there to pray, to cry. Just stay there and you will feel me, my mercy. This is the place where my mercy pours down on the day of Arafah. And of course, if you want to collect more mercy, more grace, then you do du'as, you cry, and you cannot help yourself. It's not the way that I want to cry, I want to pray, I want to supplicate. No, you cannot help yourself. This is the day when you want to ask Allah. In Yawm al-Arafah, someone went to Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam and asked him, ask for some money or something. And Imam Zain al-Abidin was surprised. He said, wow, this is the day where everyone is asking from Allah and you have come and asking, you ask from me? That's the day where everyone is prone to the mercy, and Imam says even the fetus in the mother womb are prone to receive that mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have, now you have come and asked me something for mercy. Who am I to do? Ask Allah. So on that one afternoon, a few hours, that's a complete, just tune your channel to the power and receive those mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshaAllah, we receive the blessing of our A'imma alayhi salam in Medina. First of all, the blessing of the Prophet, who is the source of whatever we have in his spiritual self, and then the blessing of A'imma alayhi salam. And inshaAllah, we will enjoy each other's company as well, and we will enjoy the company of other Muslim brothers from all around the world. And the best way, as Brother Sham said, you can publicize or you can introduce the Ahlul Bayt and your creed is by your behavior. The way you behave, you show who you follow. As Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, بَلِّغْ مَعَاشَرَ شِيَأَتَنَا. Inform our Shia. That what I want from them is that كُونُوا لَنَا زَيْنًا وَلَا تَكُونُوا عَلَيْنَا شَيْنًا. Be an honor for us and don't be a disgrace. And unfortunately, when you go to Hajj, we see many Shias, they behave in a way that they are disgraced, not only for A'imma, but for other Shias. So we have to be very careful about this, and inshallah, Allah will help us. You know, we will follow Allah.